USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Israeli and Hamas are in some of the fiercest fighting of the two-month-old war, including room-to-room. Israel launched its offensive in the south while trying to finish its operations around Gaza City. The Israeli military has cornered Hamas fighters in two of their last strongholds in the northern Gaza Strip and the city of Jabalia, immediately to the north. Is the United States sticking with Ukraine or not? Dave Collins has more.
Congress must soon decide whether to approve more funding for Ukraine in its war with Russia.
Without congressional action, the administration will run out of resources by the end of the year to procure more weapons and equipment for Ukraine.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said lawmakers must decide whether to support the fight for freedom or let Russian President Vladimir Putin prevail.
The move to replace expelled Congressman George Santos is underway. Chairman of the Nassau County Republican Committee, Joseph Cairo, says they're doing some serious vetting before making their announcement. Both parties need to present a candidate for the special election. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is expected to announce a special election this week. When she does, the clock starts ticking for the special election. By rule, it must happen within 70 to 80 days. Four Republican presidential hopefuls will take the stage tomorrow night for the fourth GOP primary debate. It will be the smallest debate stage yet and comes just over a month away from the Iowa caucuses. Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie all qualify for the debate in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The debate will be broadcast or streamed on all News Nation platforms. It will also be streamed live on Rumble. Today is officially International Ninja Day. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. We are USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
The liability of the OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and its role in the U.S. opioid crisis is being analyzed by the Supreme Court. A challenge yesterday was brought to the High Court from the Justice Department. It centered around last year's $6 billion settlement agreed to by Purdue Pharma. The bankruptcy ruling by a New York court protected the Sackler family, which controlled the company, from future litigation. Families of OxyContin victims say they deserve to sue the Sacklers directly, as most of the money in the settlement will go to fighting the opioid crisis in America. An Arizona border crossing is closed down until further notice. Customs and Border Protection recently announced the Lukeville Port of Entry, southwest of Tucson, Arizona, would be temporarily shut down completely. A social media post describing the closure last week said Lukeville is trying to get a handle on the large number of migrants in the area that have entered the country illegally. The announcement faces criticism by Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs and Senators Mark Kelly and Kyrsten Sinema. Former Ultimate Fighting Challenge champion Conor McGregor is testing the waters for a presidential run in Ireland. McGregor has been very outspoken against the Irish government after riots happened in Dublin last month from stabbings in the city. McGregor posted on X, "Hands up if you want to see Conor McGregor become the next president of Ireland." Lance Pry, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.